Good morning, this is Mark Rogers. Today's Gospel reflection comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. Jesus said, "Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from ploughing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later, you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Oh my goodness. It's difficult to know where to start with this bizarre text. The cultural context is so different to my own. I don't have slaves ploughing my fields or tending my sheep. I don't know about you. And if I did, well, I hope I wouldn't be as officious and rude as it is implied to behave in this story, ordering them about in this manner. And actually, yes, I might thank them for doing what was commanded. Thank you for ploughing my field. Thank you for cooking my dinner. That's probably the least I could do. Maybe the best thing might be to set them free from this miserable life, set them free from slavery, and maybe get out there and plough my field myself. And the punchline, well, that doesn't sound very edifying either, as Jesus tells us to think of ourselves as worthless slaves, presumably slaves for God. I don't want anything to do with a God who enslaves people. No, thank you. But then again, this attitude of privilege and entitlement is still prevalent today. Some people go through life thinking they deserve better than others and can treat inferiors, that's in inverted commas, so-called inferiors, as tools for their own advantage. And sadly to say, I think the church encourages this attitude by fawning to the rich and powerful. And of course, the church is very hierarchical, and that adds to the impression sometimes that somehow within the church, some are more important than others and are given special treatment, special seats at the table, greeted with respect in the marketplace, wearing long robes, etc. Didn't Jesus say something about this somewhere? So maybe we're not so far from this ancient culture of slaves being treated abysmally.